Hi Cheryl, how are you? Good morning in Chicago. Good evening from the beautiful island of Phuket in Thailand. How are you?
I'm doing great, Hush.
It's so good to be with you again. I always have so much fun when we're on our calls. So today I just wanted to give your audience a little glimpse about your book and, talk about your third project, which is so amazing. So your third book has a very different voice to your first two books, The Origami Balloon and Love Thyself. What was your inspiration behind The Purple Orchid?
It was talking about current days, what's going on with women movement today, Me Too movement, and it brought me an emphasis to write this book more in the depth.
And
What me
so this book kind of inspired you to write about women's empowerment and what kind of empowerment?
learn to be not a victim and be brave enough to talk about what stuff that's happening and more.
So, is this third book of yours heavier thematically than the other two books?
Yeah, it's more heavier, it's more emotionally talking about and the culture and how to accept it and brave what they're going through in their lives.
That sounds really interesting. I mean, I've read the third book and I think that the voice is spectacular. You just leave us on a cliffhanger at every chapter. I'm like, no, what's next? And it's just wonderful to see that as a businesswoman, in insurance, you have this very beautiful and passionate side of you. So, how does being an author of three books help you with your current business in insurance?
It gave me more confidence to discuss stuff and help more people to be brave to go over the stuff. It also helped me to see this advocacy more coming from me in a different voice. I find it very, part of it is also compassion, to share the message that even though you're not actively involved, like some people activists, it's also people supporting those advocacy that is involved and lived in that way. Sorry, I have to take a glass.
That's okay. That's amazing. I mean, so it's basically crossing two bridges together to show advocacy, empowerment, empathy, and compassion, which is basically what your voice is as an author in all three of your books, which is amazing. I really love it. I do want to circle back to your second book, Love Thyself, which has an e-learning platform, which I understand we'll be learning more about. In the next couple of weeks. Can you tell us what does this entails and what are the benefits of your course with this workbook, Love Thyself?
The core part of how people heal and grow is to learn to love thyself in whatever stages they are. There's a lot of somatic trauma in the life that they go through. This one helped them where the stages is and how people are stuck. And this great thing is about e-learning is able to learn it through electronically, self-course development for themselves. And it's also an opportunity to reflect, you know what I'm saying? And it's very simplistic. I think a lot of people would like to do that in a way to learn more about themselves in depth. And I also have a course that is e-learning that you could purchase on the website, so that way it's easy for people to learn. You can also purchase a workbook, which is also great because some people like it in writing. And I also have an opportunity, if people like to have a small classroom setting on one-on-one, we could also discuss a little bit more on that in depth. Because I like to reach out to people and like to help out, the
Yeah,
community and stuff.
you really do. You're a wonderful human being. You are an empath. And sometimes, empaths can't give from an empty vessel. And I think Love Thyself is a book that really teaches you to fill up your own cup first before you can give to others, which is a wonderful message. At the end of this, I think at your post, we'll have your website there as well so that people can click onto your website and learn more about the e-learning platform. And this is my most favorite question that I love asking you every time I speak to you. And I think I ask you this every time we speak. What inspired you to become an author?
What coming? It's funny when people ask me this question because we all are storytelling. and it's so unique. And we didn't realize that we were storytelling and what we share, the stories and stuff. What I like about it, it kind of gave me this inspiration. I found joy to share with people. When you're empath, you're able to learn and share the stories and understand both sides. And also good because some people don't know that when you love yourself more, even though it's an empty vessel, you bring joy if you bring joy to yourself and then you give to others. You know, the giving the gifts and the bearing. So I find this more passion. I find that my passion is writing.
It's such a
In this
simple
book.
rule, isn't it, Cheryl? A simple rule. Love yourself so you can love others. But so much of what's going on in the world right now, we kind of forget that, right? That to love who we are unconditionally. Because how can you share that with anyone if you don't do that for yourself, right?
Right. That is true. That is really, really true, especially during the pandemic. I think a lot of people was going through a lot of, didn't realize that there were a lot of lost the connections when you had to shelter in place. It really bring forth to understand yourself more. And so that's the best time to reflect on myself and realize that I'm a giver and you need to give a learning platform and also help other people as well to be connecting. And how do you share in a different way to bring it to other people?
That's amazing. Yep. And sharing is caring, right? That's what we learned.
Right.
Sharing is
Sharing is
caring.
caring, and it's also helpful because there's a different way. The great news is the technology is also, you could do it like a Zoom, a lot of in virtual meetings. It's different from human connection. But it was a way to connect more broader in a way that.
So an e-learning platform really does connect you on a broader scale. That is a fact. That is true. So before we end our really short conversation here, just to give your audience a glimpse, what is one message you would like to say to your readers about your writing journey? Just one simple message.
The simple message is like everybody have a different story to share, right? If you share your stories and come from the heart, whatever the story is, it's always able to. It's a joy as giving is also you find out you got a voice, whether small or big, you got a voice, and it's just take one person. It's like the purple orchid effect. It's like you share one person and then it's just shared another person for another person and just kind of blossom in a way that come across. That's the simple message I got for people. I don't know.
Your message is clear that everyone has a story to tell. And whether it's a big story or a small story, we all have the right to tell our stories, right? And
Right.
I just have to say that the purple orchid blew me away. I mean, your writing is amazing. The origami balloon and Love Thyself, I've enjoyed every minute of it, even the e-learning platform. But purple orchid, I feel like I was embedded inside a movie. And I can't wait for this book to be published. So, I mean, congratulations on finishing it. And now we're going towards publishing. And thanks so much for all your messages, Cheryl. And I think your audience looks forward to seeing and hearing much more of you in the future.
Well, thank you so much, Pash. I appreciate
And we'll speak again soon. All right. Have a wonderful morning in Chicago.
Thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
a great evening.
Take care. Bye.
Take care, guys.